So, once you, well, we talked a lot about seams here, once you understand the different ways to put two pieces of fabric together, you've basically come up with a way to build in cloth. So, I mean, here I used many different kinds of seams. The last four framing pieces around the small cabin patch, those were done appliqué style. That is, I just folded a strip of fabric and laid it where I wanted to and stitched it down. And actually, one of them you can see doesn't really have the black stitching. That was something where I departed from the seam idea, and I actually did the invisible base. I glue stitched that applique style piece down, and I'm going to go back in now and do the black stitching. Because the glue stitch is so quick sometimes, you could just play that way until you actually want to secure the seam well enough to really hold. So, I think that if you know that you can overlap, or you can do a straight seam, or you can do the paperless piecing type of seam where you fold them and put the right sides together, or you can overlap by applique style. You can do it ragged edge, you can not do it ragged edge. Once you get that under your belt, you now know how to make something larger. And a lot of times people ask me, well, I've done all these little cabin pieces, how do I put them together? Well, in concept, it's the same thing. You've got two log cabin pieces, or maybe you have 10, you want to put them together. You just choose a seam style and you start working like that. I think that it's really that simple. Here, but what I wanted to say was I continued, and I could have continued log cabin style. I had the patch stitched to a square of fabric. I could have continued now around that square of fabric, log cabin style, that is the spiral method that the log cabin implies. But you can frame things in many different ways. And I think that the log cabin was a good exercise in that, starting with the spiral, and then after a few of them, I started not to work in a spiral. I was still adding side by side, but sometimes I just didn't use the spiral method. And that's simply framing, is what it is. Maybe at one point I might not want to call it a log cabin design, but just a cabin. I made a little note to myself, maybe I'll call it a mind cabin, because I'll just use whatever frame of mind I'm in and I will continue. What's interesting about framing and working around a center is that you start with something small and you put a frame around it, and it kind of brings focus into it. If you don't go any further than that, it might just be framing a piece and hanging it on the wall. Same thing. But as you frame and you keep going and adding frame after frame, you make the thing in the center very small. I'm thinking to myself, it almost becomes like a dot, And you're expanding the piece at the same time. So you're narrowing your focus in some way, yet you're expanding the size of the thing. I always find that interesting. It's a little bit like breathing. It can go either way. And this morning when I was thinking about that, I actually drew, I drew that, which I do sometimes just to lock in the thought. I drew it once, starting with a small piece and expanding outward. And then I drew a large piece and kind of let it shrink inward. So those two things are in my mind, how they end up to be the same thing, and the method may not actually be obvious. So it's like it can expand or contract, and you can still end up with the same composition. So these are just thoughts this morning. I just think that the log cabin has made me focused on building and how many different ways that can happen. Depending on what you have, what you can do, what you know how to do, or what you want to learn how to do, I guess.